Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons: Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
It is Mount Holmes basketball to start this second quarter as they trail Perry Gould 6-5. Emily Payne inbounds it from the far sideline into Emma Martin. We're back underway. Martin dribbles into the front court, goes to the left side. Perry Gould on the man-to-man once again. Now Payne has it near the top. She'll take the screen from Foreman, dribble to the right elbow. Now kicks out to Jackson on the wing. Now Jackson will dribble up towards the top. Picks up a drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. Ball's knocked away. The ball is going to be, looks like Mount Holmes going to get a little bit of a break, and I mean, it was a foul, but they just, because they were about to lose the ball. That foul came at the right time for them. Blythe Benefield picks up her first personal foul, team foul number 2 against Perigold here in the first half. Martin takes an inbound pass, sets up the offense, has it between the circles, dribbles toward the right side, gives it there on the wing to Payne. Now up top to Martin. Martin's going to drill to the left elbow, go down to the low block. Now it kicks back out to Payne on the right side. Now throws up top to Foreman. Foreman gives it to Yates on the paint. Kicks back out to Payne on the right wing. Her three-pointer is up. No good. And rebounds controlled offensively by Foreman. She goes back up. Did not get to go, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line. With 7:12 left in the first half. Kaylin Lamb picked up her second personal foul. Team foul number 3 against the Lady Rams here in the first half. Anna Grace Foreman's first free throw is up and in. That's her first point of the night. Checking in for Perigold is Paige Glenn, a junior, as Kaylin Lamb will take a seat again with 2 fouls. So Foreman's second shot is up, nothing but net. And that's our 4th lead change as Mount Holmes back on top 7-6. Again, 7:12 left in the first half. And Perigold's going to take a timeout because they had trouble getting the inbound pass in. So we'll break with 7:12 left in the first half. Mountain Home leading Perry Gould 7-6. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the 5th year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
Perigold will want to make sure they avoided a turnover on the inbounds pass after Anna Grace Foreman sank both of her free throws, and so they called their first timeout of the night. With 7:12 left of the first half, Mount Holmes currently leads 7-6. Mount Holmes going with a full court man-to-man defense right now. Inbound pass will be triggered by Olivia Hancock, and she'll get into Benefield, who will bring it across the timeline. Benefield has it near the top. She gives it to Brinkard. Now Brinkard's going down towards the low block, kicks it out on the right side to Glenn. Now the ball goes up top to Benefield, over on the left side to Sam Wood, who checked into their timeout. Her pass is knocked away and stolen by Addison Yates. She'll throw it into the front court to Jackson. Jackson's going in for the layup, off the glass and in. Leah Jackson with her first 2 points of the night. Jackson comes off Perigold's third turnover of the evening. 9-6 our score, with Mount Home leading with 6:41 left in the half. Here is Brinkard between the circles for the Lady Rams. Dribbles toward the left side, now goes back to the top. Her pass to Benefield was knocked away. Scramble for it. Benefield's able to get it. She'll throw it over on the left wing to Wood. Her three-pointer will not go. And the rebound's controlled by Foreman. She'll throw it to Martin, who's quickly back the other way into the front court. Throws it to Payne in the left corner. Thought about the three. Now she's going to dribble down into lane. Pull up for the jumper. Rolls around. Will not go. And the rebound is controlled by Hancock. Boy, she had a good look. It looked like it could fall, but just fell out. Here is Brinkard across the timeline for the Lady Rams. 6:05 left of the half. Ball goes over to Benefield on the right side. On the left side, excuse me. Now she will throw it back up to the top to Brinkard. 9-6, Mount Holmes on top. Brinkard drills to the right side, goes down to the corner. Now goes back to the wing, gives it there to Wood. Now over near the top to Glenn. Over to Benefield on the left. Mount Holmes once again in a man-to-man. Benefield's going to dribble down towards the low block, going to pull up for the jumper. Good. Blythe Benefield with all eight of Paragould's points. Lady Bombers on top 9-8 with 5.5 minutes left to the first half. Martin into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Dribbles toward the right side. Picks up a dribble there on the wing. Gives it up top to the near the top to Yates. Yates, three-pointer. Oh, they're going to call that a two. Said her foot was on the line. And that is her first 2 points of the night. 11-8. Mounts home leading it with 5:08 left the first half. Here is Bringard into the front court. Dribbles to the right wing. Now goes down toward the corner. Now Bringard will throw it across court to Benefield in the left corner. Out on the wing to Hancock. Her three-pointer will not go. And Yates saves in the ball. Ball goes out of bounds. This will be last touch by Paragould on the before it goes out on the far sideline, and it will be Mount Holmes basketball with 4:45 left to the half. Carson DeFreed is going to check back in for the Lady Rams, and now Mount Holmes going to take a timeout. So we'll break with 4:45 left in the first half. Mountain Home leading Paragould 11-8. You're listening to Lady Bomber basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Mount Home will inbound it on the far sideline after taking their first time out of the night with 4:45 left to play in the first half. Mount Home currently leads Paragould 11-8 in this girls' matchup. Payne will walk the ball into the front court for the Lady Bombers. Now she'll give it to Martin, who will set up the offense. Martin dribbles toward the left side. Now takes a screen from Foreman. Goes over towards the right. It's going to be fouled. A bump foul against Paige Glenn. Her first personal foul. Team foul number four against the Lady Rams here in the first half. 4:34 left of the half. Mount Home leading by three. Martin takes the inbound pass. Gives it back to Payne. Now Jackson has it near the top. Now to Foreman. Foreman drills to the right elbow. Kicks up top to Martin. Martin's going to drill towards the low block going in. Fakes out her defender. Goes up for the jumper. No good. Offensive rebound for Foreman. She goes back up with it. No good. Martin gets the offensive rebound. She can't get the ball to go. And looked like a lot of contact, but no call. And Paragould comes up with the rebound. Here's Brinkgard quickly into the front court. Throws over on the right side to DeFries. DeFries will throw it to Brinkgard in the right corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Alex Brinkgard with her first 3 points of the night. That's our second tie of the evening as we're knotted up at 11-all with less than 4 minutes left of the half. Martin across the timeline. Dribbles toward the right side. She's going to pick up a drill, throw up to Yates, down to Foreman in the paint. She's going to go up for the layup, off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman with her first field goal of the night. 13-11, Lady Bombers on top. Foreman with 4 points. 3:32 left of the half. Brinkgard into the front court for the Lady Rams. Throws her on the right side to DeFries. DeFries dribbles towards the corner. Now tries to throw across court to Payne. Well, she about had the steal, but was on the baseline. That's just unfortunate there, and Paragould will catch a break and inbound it on the baseline with 3:21 left in the half. Paragould currently leading Mountain Home 13-11. Brinkgard will inbound the ball under the basket and throws to Hancock, who tries saves it, barely saves it in from going back to the backcourt. She should just let it bounce in the backcourt before touching. So that wouldn't have been a violation. Here is Clinton with it up top. Ball goes now down to DeFries in the left corner. DeFries is going to give it back to Glenn on the wing. Cross-court pass to Benefield on the right corner. Benefield drills towards the low block. Now kicks out to Hancock on the right wing. Hancock will drill to the top. Goes into the paint. Pulls up for the jumper. No good. And offensive rebound for Glenn. She kicks back out to Benefield. Paragould will set back up. Now Benefield's going to go down into the lane, going up for the layup. It is fouled from behind, and she'll head back to the free throw line for another pair. And Grace Foreman picks up her second personal foul, 15th foul against Mountain Home here in the first half. So with 2:44 left in the second quarter, Blythe Benefield back at the free throw line where she's 4-4 with 8 points. Benefield's first free throw bounces around and goes in. So this next one will give this game its third tie of the night. if she gets it, and she does. By Benfield, double figures with 10 points. 13 all our score with a little over 2.5 minutes left to the half. Martin into the front court, dribbles to the left side. Now drills towards the corner, gives it there to Yates. Yates drills towards the wing. Now Payne has it. Back to Yates. Cross court to Leah Jackson on the right side. Up, back up near the top to Payne. Over to Martin on the left. Martin will drill toward the elbow. Throws up top to Yates. Now Yates drills to the elbow. Gives it to Martin near the left corner. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Emma Martin with 5 points on the night. 16-13. Mounts on back on top with 2:05 left in the first half. Brengard into the front court for the Lady Rams. Drills over to the right wing. Now throws up top to DeFreeze. DeFreeze is going to try to answer with a three-pointer of her own at the top, and she does. She gets it. Our fourth tie of the night. We're knotted up at 16-all with 1:44 left of the half. Annie Norcross will check in from Hatton Home at the next available time. She waits in front of the scorer's table. Here's Martin into the front court from Hatton Home. Dribbles on the left wing. Up top now goes to Foreman. Foreman's going to go down into lane, go up for the layup. It rolls around and goes in. She just blew by her defender for that layup. Anna Grace Foreman with 6 points. 18-16, Lady Bombers lead it once again with 1:20 left in the half. By Benfield inbounds it to DeFreeze. DeFreeze will bring it across the timeline. Now her pass is knocked away and chased down by Anna Grace Foreman as she comes up with steal. That is Perry Gold's fourth turnover of the night. 1:05 left to play in the half. Lady Bombers with the ball leading 18-16. Martin throws up top to Foreman. Foreman's going to go down towards the lane again. She's going to be fouled before she ever gets a chance to go up for the layup. That is on Paige Glenn, her second personal foul. Team foul number 5 against the Lady Lady Rams. Annie Norcross is going to check in for Anna Grace Foreman and for Perry Gould. Paige Glenn's going to take a seat, and she'll be replaced by Katie Smith, who comes back in. Annie Norcross, a 5'10 sophomore for the Lady Bombers. 57.1 seconds left in the half. Emma Martin will inbound the ball on the baseline into Leah Jackson in the right corner. She drills out to the wing. Picks up a drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. Now throws up top to Martin. Martin's going to drill towards the lane. He's going to go in for the layup. No good. Looks like she may have been tripped, but no call. Perigold comes up with the rebound. 44 seconds left to play in the half. 18-16 mounts on top. Here's Benfield with the ball on the right wing. Now she dribbles towards the elbow. Throws it over to Brinkgard on the left side. Down to DeFreeze in the corner. Has the ball knocked away, but she gets it back. Now she's going to go down towards the left elbow. Throws it down in the corner to Brinkgard. Brinkgard's going to go down into the lane, going up for the layup. Good. Alex Brinkgard with 5 points, and that's our fifth tie of the night. 19 seconds left to play in the half. Mounts home, and Perigold knotted up at 18-all. 15 seconds as Martin's into the front court. Martin has between the circles. 10 seconds left. Martin will dribble towards the left elbow. Now picks up her drill, has the ball knocked away. 2 seconds. She's going to have to put up the shot. Shot was blocked. Yates tries to get it, but can't do anything with it. And we've reached the end of the first half. Our first two quarters are in the books. Our score at the break, Mountain Home and Perigold knotted up at 18. We'll start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, knoxorthopedics.com.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding. But we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.